Gary V. Welcome to the podcast. Let's talk about it. Gary V is wrong. I'm a huge fan of Gary V. Go check him out, Gary Vaynerchuk. And he's about the same age. But I disagree with Gary on this one. He says you have time. Okay. This podcast, this video upload here on Us Doing Right, is for the men out there, the young male audience. Or if you're a mum, maybe you got a young boy, a young kid, a young son, or just everyone's going to find value from this podcast, but particularly the men out there, young men, who see me as like a brother or an uncle or a mentor or a crazy Aussie douchebag who gives good advice here and there. You don't have time, right? Gary V's like, you got time. No. You know, in the full context, myself and Gary V have been successful on social media. You know, I've had over 400 million views on YouTube. Gary V's, you know, he's probably 10x that or whatever, but we've both been, you know, what some people call successful in that, you know, social media, well, for me anyway, has paved a way where I don't have to work. You know, I just, I don't work, you know. I play every day, and that's social media for me. You know, I did it for free for years, and I do it for money, and I still do it for free. Right now I've made the money, I don't need to make any more. I still enjoy doing it. I still enjoy the hustle. I still enjoy helping people, flipping things, whatever. I still enjoy it. But me and Gary have an advantage because we started early. You know what I mean? Like, me and Gary were making content in 2008, okay? Because we just enjoyed the topics we were talking about. He was talking about wine. I was talking about health. You know, whatever you're talking about, we're enjoying what we're talking about. And so when things started to kick off, when the iPhone 6 came out, you know, we were already very established channels, and we kicked off as well. So we had, you know, different levels of success, but we both had, you know, relative levels of success because we were early adopters. So if me and myself and Gary V started today, scratch, no one knew who we were, fuck, it'd be tough, wouldn't it? You know, because there's so much competition, right? I look at the guys out there now, and I think that they're 20, and I'm thinking, damn, like, this person's got heaps of potential. You know, maybe they're my coaching group, so they've got the best coach out there for YouTube success, because I've created more, you know, six-figure YouTube earners than anyone else out there, more than Gary V for sure. You know, I would say I'm number one in the world at that, and that sounds crazy, but it's true. You know, and if it's not true, tell me who's created more six-figure per year earning social media influencers than me, as an individual. You know, I don't know anyone else out there, but I'd be curious if there was someone out there. You know, so I see people, but it's so tough, man. Like, the world's getting more and more cutthroat. You know, it's just the competition, man. You know what I mean? The competition. It's a bit, here in Australia, or the US, or wherever you're listening from, in the Western world, it's people are like, oh, yeah, you know, it's still this attitude of like, you got time. But if you go to somewhere like Nigeria, you go to like Lagos, or you go to like Beijing or Shenzhen, and you say, hey, man, just relax, you got time. People just laugh at you, like, what the fuck, mate? Time, bro. You well, I'm already late, you know? I'm already years late. I got time, but, you know? So in China, they have this culture called, what was it called? Is it 997? You know? Start at 9, finish at 9, 7 days a week. Something like that, 997. It's they just get it done, man. Like, I have a lot of sponsorships. I get a lot of sponsorships, a lot of free stuff. And most of the stuff I reject, probably 90% of my sponsorship deals, I say, I appreciate it, but no thanks. And so the 10% remaining stuff that I accept is, most of it's come from China. And they're just so, like, onto it, man. Like, I send an email back, and then bang, they come back. And it's just like, what the fuck? And I deal with, like, an Australian distributor or whatever for, like, an American brand. And they're just like, yeah, cool, what is it? It's such a different attitude. So my tip for the young men out there, and women, people, you don't have time, man, all right? Like, you don't have time to sleep in and scroll fucking TikTok and be like, yeah, I'll do it tomorrow. You don't, man. I mean, do what you want to do. But if you want to have success at something, like changing your body, getting fitter, you know, building a career on social media, building six-figure income every year or more, you know, I've created multi-millionaires as well. But don't think money's going to make you happy, all right? Money will give you a freedom lifestyle, potentially, but you'll still be you, all right? So if we're not doing inner work on our game, doesn't matter how much money you've got in the bank, if we're still insecure and a douchebag or, you know, spiteful or whatever, we'll still be that. We'll just have money behind us, make us even more of a douchebag, you know? So you know, we don't have time. All right, you don't have time. Right, there's just no time to waste, man. And you want to have a sense of urgency with things. Now, there's also a balance point, all right, a harmony point, where when it comes to weight loss, people are like, "I'm just gonna rush it. I'm gonna starve myself," and then you'll get lean as, mate. But you'll rebound as well. No, I'm not gonna rebound. No, you will rebound. So it's trying to say, I'm gonna run at 100 miles an hour or some bullshit. Like, yeah, you can, as you fall off a cliff, but eventually you'll hit the bottom and be fucked. All right. So when it comes to metabolism, things are gonna take as long as they're gonna take. Okay. When it comes to social media, that's when you can go crazy. You can be out there uploading, 20, 30 videos a day, right, and you'll get somewhere for sure. I guarantee that. But when it comes to your metabolism, you just have to put the work in and have the patience. And same with social media. You have to put the work in and have the patience, but it's like, you can do 18 hours a day uploading, and you'll become someone, all right? If you do 18 hours a day of training in the gym, you're going to be injured after like 2 hours. And you won't be able to walk the next day because you have such tendon ruptures and shit. You know, if you go 18 hours a day on the bike and you don't have a background in cycling, you're just going to have amazing saddle sores and chafing and you'll be bleeding. You won't be able to continue it. So in terms of metabolism, things take time. Social media takes time, but you can push social media harder. Does that make sense? You know, you can crank out the hours. Like, I look at some kids today, let's say Natasha, I look at her, she's 25 now, and I look at her high school friends or whatever, and the trajectory, the direction where the hours of her friends have had to put in the last 5 years, university, part-time job, full-time job, fuck boys, blah, 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 and where they are today, the lifestyle quality versus where Natasha is right now, because Natasha decided to take a different direction and come with me, it's night and fucking day. And I don't say that to whatever. No. It's just, you got to be careful what decisions you make in life. Who you got to hang around? Who you going to give your life to? Who going to let lead you in life? Okay? You going to let some fake natties like Andrew Tate lead you and just take your money and laugh and fuck your girlfriend or whatever? And just laugh at your demise? And all these fake natty fuckers out there, you'll be training, getting fucking nowhere. And these dudes are fucking pinning steroids, laughing at you, how dumb you are behind the back. This dude's so dumb, he doesn't understand we're taking steroids. He deserves to get ripped off. That's what they're thinking, man. They're thinking, if you're such a sucker, if you think this is natty results, then you're so naive and gullible, you deserve to get ripped. That's how they're thinking. So be careful who you listen to, right? Don't listen to people who are obsessed about having as much money as possible. I love making coin. I love, having that financial security, don't get me wrong, but I'm not going to sell my soul to get it, all right? I'm not going to become a fake natty or sell people bullshit, or scam people or whatever to get it. Some people willing to go to prison for money. I ain't willing to go to prison for money. I don't like money that much, I love my lifestyle, my freedom. I love going out to nature and wearing four-year-old shoes and beating 20-year-old runners like I did this morning, riding my secondhand bike and just flogging people in the loudest bikes up the hills. That's sort of fun for me, Maybe it's ego or whatever, but it's just fun. It's healthy. Everyone's getting fit. It's good. But, I ride a bike and I have a Ferrari, okay? Despite those videos out there that say I do. They were friends' cars, not mine. So I would have, even if I had the money, which I do have the money to go and buy a Ferrari, what am I saying? I'm like, why would I do that? My friends who have Ferraris, it's like, the problems they tell me with them, it's like, fuck that, man. If you own a Ferrari, when you drop it off at the fucking dealership for the service, they're like, yeah, mate, oh, cool, mate, yeah, thanks, Harley, come on, yeah, no worries, mate. As soon as you leave, they're like, that dude's a douchebag, look at him with his fucking girlfriend half his age, who the fuck does he think he is, blah, 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 they're just talking shit about you. Then you come back to pick up your car next day, oh, mate, yes, it's just $12,000 for the service, yeah, had a good day, like, looking forward to the weekend, you're in no worries, mate, and all this fake shit, and then you leave, and they're just trashing the fuck out of you. It's just like, it's such a wank fest, man, I know some fucking filthy, financially rich people, man, and they just get trashed. They get pounced on by these fake fuckers who want to parasite their money. And as soon as they're gone, they just fucking trash the fuck out of them, man. I'm just thinking, fuck that. That's why a lot of rich people are douchebags, because they just have all this money. Then they get douchebagged themselves and they become douchebags. It's just like, it's just a whole fucking weird, dark world over there with the big money. Anyway, so But chances are you're not listening to me to make, you know, insane, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. Even though that is possible and doing it the right way, if you have certain, you know, certain genetics and luck and stuff like that. But I'm just saying that don't be fucking procrastinating, all right? Don't be floundering around, people, all right? This is you know, my lifestyle. The freedom I have is, you know, decades of consistent work. And I'm a very, very, very lazy person. I would say I'm probably one of the most lazy people in the world, all right? Literally. And how I can prove that is I wanted to have a bike shop. I wanted to own a running shop, a shoe store. But I was too lazy to go and rent somewhere and have staff and do all the fucking paperwork bullshit and just like, I just can't do that, man. Too lazy to do that. So I just bought all the bikes, bought all the shoes. And I, you know, and my shoe store had more shoes than many shoe stores had. And my bike store had more bikes than a lot of bike shops have. You know what I mean? But I was just too lazy to do it the formal way. You know, on the formal, I don't know what you're going to call it, traditional or social way. Ah, fuck that, you know? I just looked at how other people, bike shops are doing things. And I'm like, fuck, that's a lot of work, man. Fuck, just to sell some bikes and some tubes and shit. Fucking hell. Fuck that. I want to have a bike shop. I got my own bike shop, my own running shop. But I don't have to do all the bullshit, you know? Because I'm lazy. I'm lazy. You know, so it's like Natasha, she wanted, like, you know, a really cute, healthy cat with mad personality. I'm too lazy to go and pay a breeder to, you know, which I think is cool anyway, cat breeders. But besides that, to get some, you know, special, healthy looking cat. So I just feral cats in the backyard and locked them in a room for a few weeks and they got tame. Let them out, got them to sex, and it's all good to go. You know, like, Natasha's stoked. She's got 8 cats right now at the moment, you know? So it's like, 8 cats. You know, so it's like, it's too lazy, man. I'm a lazy motherfucker. I sit down like 10 hours a day, you know? Instead of creating my own website to sell my shoes and bikes, I just use Facebook, man, or eBay and shit. StockX. I'm too lazy to post that stuff on my own website or create a special one for the shoe. No, it's too lazy. I'll just use fucking Facebook, right? You know, so I see people out there who are not lazy. They're not like me. They're hardworking individuals. But I'm just thinking, fuck, you're wasting a lot of time, man. You're wasting a lot of time on things you don't really have to do to get the goal you want. You know, oh, I want to have a bike shop, so I want to, you know, I want to have mix and mortar, bricks and mortar. I want to have, you know, I want to have reputation. Okay, then you do that. And you work your fucking ass off to do that and all that stress and bullshit that comes along with that just to sell a bike, you know, like, you can do that too, you know, like, and not having to dig at anyone, this is just an analogy for life, like, yes, some guys out there, they're like, you know, I'll put up my wife's bullshit, blah, 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 just to get some sex, you know, once a week or whatever. I'm so fucking, fuck that, that's a lot of work for fuck all, you know, what the fuck, you get root once a week or something, or like, on your birthday, she nibbles your dick for 10 seconds, and are you happy with that? Like, that's a lot of work, man, for not much results, you know. So, it's, you know, it's just people putting all this work, man. And I'm just thinking, fucking hell, like, you know. Like, I know people that want to be a professional cyclist, and they put all this work, the risks, the dangers, the crashing, it's the hardest sport out there. Just to earn some, you know, 20, 30 grand a year, 50 grand a year, maybe. Maybe. Most people don't earn that much as a pro cyclist, you know. If you wake the world tour, okay, but then how long in the world tour for? What's the average world tour career? A year? 2 years? You know? Not long. You'd be making more money doing fucking Uber Eats, man. Literally. It probably takes you about 10 years of consistent training and application of self to hit the world tour with crazy genetics. 10 years, I'd say. Maybe minimum. And, you know, 10 years doing Uber Eats. What the fuck is that? It's like 50, for half a million bucks you already got. So you got roughly $500,000 Australian or USD head start on a pro cyclist in the first year of being a pro rider, a world tour rider, you know? You know, like, just to be paid to ride your bike. I was somewhat more prestigious being pack fill in the world tour versus an Uber Eats rider. Yeah, prestigious to who, you know? Like, The crowd isn't going to pay your fucking hospital bills or comfort you or blah, blah, blah. Like, if something shit goes down, you know, if you get busted for dope and people just fucking see you, mate. You know, like, it's just, it's cutthroat as fuck. So that's what makes me lazy. I'm an extremely lazy person. I won a running race this morning. And, you know, there's a bunch of 20-year-old guys behind me on my heels. And I beat them all. And I was definitely the guy, 100%. There's no one out there who runs less than me this year or last year. There isn't. Out of those top 10 guys today, I've ran the least. I'm the laziest. But yeah, I won. How does that work? Because I do the marginal gains. You know, I look for the ways to be faster with least effort. I doubt anyone in that top 10 is measuring their hemoglobin or, you know, testing out different shoes or like doing mental stuff or going to bed at certain times or, you know, make sure they get enough sugar or hydration or all those things, you know. The little basic fucking things, man. I mean, people are like booking into a nutritionist, a dietitian, spending $200 or $300 and buying like expensive like sugar drink, you know, a kilo bag of Morton sugar for like $85 or whatever. I'm just walking, riding my bike to Coles because I'm too lazy to walk. So I ride instead because of cycling, sit down, walking. I get a $2 bag of sugar, two kilos to $2 or roundabouts. And I tip in my water bottle and drink that. You know, lazy man. Yet here I am doing that. And that's why I have people in the Tour de France this year asking me for advice on what to eat, weight loss, etc. And they're having some of their best seasons ever. And they're asking the lazy bones over here, all right? Because I'm not the gifted cyclist. I'm not one of these wunderkind teenage dudes that just crush it, you know? When I was 18, I'd probably have a VO2 max of literally 35, you know? I would struggle to run a 5-minute K at age 18. So I wasn't like, I'm not some genetic freak. And because of that, because of my poor cardio, now I'm grateful, two arms, two legs, grateful for that. I'm just saying, compared to other people who I raced with for so long, those guys were fucking freaks at 18, you know? It took me ages to get fit. So because I started from ground zero with no real, you know, genetic talent for cycling and running, etc., I had to learn the hacks. And because I'm a lazy person, I had to learn the extra hacks, all right? So I would say that I'm very consistent with things once I learn the truth. I get consistent at, you know, doing those things. But, so bottom line, you don't have time, people. You got to find the right way and apply yourself, you know, every single fucking minute, man, if possible. Again, the context is necessary there. But I'd say every minute. Every minute, ask yourself, what am I doing? Is this helping with my goals? All right. Every minute, ask yourself that. Is this helping with my goal? This conversation with someone is helping with my goal. What am I learning? What am I giving here? What's my contribution level? How is this helping with my goals doing right now? How is this food I'm about to put in my face going to help me with my goals? My goal is to lose fat. This food is full of fat. Why am I eating it? It's dumb. I'm hungry. I should eat more carbohydrate, so I crave less fats. You know, like, it's just things like that every minute of the day. And that's what I'm like, you know. I'm obsessive. And often people complain that I'm not fully present sometimes because I'm just thinking about all the things, you know, I want to do. Not that I got to do, really, but I want to do because those things, they make me feel good. And I feel good and I want to feel even better. So I get to do things. My day is just full of things that I want to do, you know, I get to do. Not that I have to do. It's more like I want to do that because I don't have to go to work every day. I don't have to do anything like that. I want to. I don't have to. Bills are paid. Things are paid. I'm good for money. I live a very, very, you know, basic lifestyle. So I don't have to go to work to pay the bills. Like, I love, you know, I don't call it work. I call it play because I do it for free and often do, you know. So, yeah, find in life what you love to do by asking yourself, would I do it for free? And if you would, then do that. You know, that should be your job because we spend so much time at work, at job, our job. We should make our job our play. Nothing's perfect. There's always, you know, times we're like, oh, fucking a bit over this. And that's generally because we're tired, had too many late nights watching the Tour de France, or well, not enough carbohydrate, or if we're drinking coffee, we're getting that, you know, post-caffeine blues anxiety. I remember Henry Rollins, the rock dude, singer, spoken word guy, legend. Henry Rollins, he used to have this thing that was called, I think it's called caffeine blues. Or coffee blues, something like that. And I was like, what does he mean by coffee blues? And I was like, oh, so caffeine causes depression. Yeah. Anxiety next day. Yeah, yeah. you know. Took me a while to work that one out. Took me a few years. But yeah, it's the caffeine, man. So if you're feeling depressed or apathetic, skip the caffeine, man. Skip the fucking caffeine. Go to bed at 8 o'clock. Go to bed at 7 o'clock. You go to bed at 7, 8 o'clock for a couple of nights, man. The level of motivation you'll have next day in the morning at like 5 a.m. or whatever, like, it's gonna be fucking, you're gonna be like feeling like manic, man. Without any stimulants in your system, you're gonna be like just fucking G'd up. Go to bed at 7, 8 o'clock. People are like, what, 7, 8 o'clock? That's crazy, man. That's crazy. Just try it. Right? Just once in your life, go to bed at 7 p.m. Did I say 7 a.m. before? No, don't go to bed at 7 a.m. 7 p.m., man. All right, 7 p.m., 8 p.m. Do that for a week. All right? And write me on Instagram or YouTube comment how much better you feel, eh? And you feel fantastic. Do that. I've done that before, man. I did it when I was bike touring back in 2006 from the Seattle down to Escondido, down to Los Angeles there, down south. And I'd just go to bed, sun would come out, and I'd get up on the bike, start riding, and then the sun would be coming down at night time, boom, set up camp before the sun went down. And I started like these like epic 12 plus hour rests. And often actually I wouldn't get up with the sun always because it was quite cold, so I just lay in my sleeping bag just resting. So I just had all this extra rest, man, and man, it just cheered me up. I was just like, what's going on here? Fuck, I was going crazy in a good way. So it's go to bed early, man. It's like crap. But in society punishes it, don't they? You go to bed at 7 o'clock, you go to bed at 8 o'clock, oh, your life's boring, bro. You don't take any drugs, oh man, you're missing out. You know, like, you don't keep up the latest material bullshit, oh man, you're povo, bro, you're brokey, bro. So that's why they put people out there like Andrew Tate, they splash him all over the media, right? They splash him all over the media. BBC, everywhere, because they want people following Tate, all right? They create drama for him. They want that him fed into the minds of the young men out there. And Tate does say some good things, but it's not his original content, you know? But he does say some good things, but if he wasn't promoting the consumer model, they wouldn't promote him. He's like, make money, consume, cigarettes, meat, you know? Like, he disses vegans. The mainstream agenda loves Tate, man. Because he's wearing the Rolexes and the Bugattis. He's just really giving material shit. All those brands giving him mad clout. Yeah, mad clout. So they love it, man. So they just push him more and more and more out there. Whereas you have, like, Jeffrey Epstein and all that stuff going down. That got quickly snuffed over, didn't it? Once there was, like, a little black book of names that was going to be released. But don't mention that. Let's not talk about that. You know? So the media talks about what they want to talk about, okay? With the, you know, the recent flu thing over the last 3 years, like, you know, they promote things what they want to promote, all right? They set the agendas, the discussions. It's not a conspiracy. It's just money, all right? It's just industry, okay? It's not a conspiracy. Like, they're out to get you. They're out to make you spend your money on certain things, believe certain things, and, you know, corral you around like a good debtor. And yeah, that's what it is. Just look around. That vasectomies are shunned, you know, vegans shunned, carbs are shunned, sugars shunned, riding a bike's shunned, you know, Lance Armstrong's a drug addict, doper. Like, well, how come cycling gets all the drug, you know, discussions when runners and swimmers and, you know, basketball and fucking all the rugby players and shit are fucking jacked off their head on steroids and shit, you know? Tennis, you know, like, they're all on fucking steroids, man. Just different dosages. You know? But how come cycling gets... Exactly, because they don't want cycling to take off as much as it has. Because when you ride a bike, it can change your consciousness a bit. You know, it's more eco. Or it's just you drive your car less, and that affects the oil industry. And the oil industry has clout. The electric car industry has clout. You know? Think Tesla, think Elon Musk wants you riding a bike? Fuck no. All right? So they make cycling seem dangerous and blah, 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 and they create social narratives. And anyway, we're going with this. It's an interesting world, and if you can bypass all the bullshit out there, you have an incredible quality of life, okay? And if you listen to the social narratives and you follow most of them, you'll really have a lot of problems in your life. you'll miss out on the good things. If you know, you know. Maybe if you're 20 and listening to this thing, it's doing right, a guy. He's fucking cooked, mate. He's had one too many banana shakes, you know? But as you get older and you start to see the world and travel a bit, you're like, he's doing right, a guy. I think he was a bit of a crazy douchebag, but you know what? Some of the shit he's saying is making sense. I'll see it. If you know, you know, all right? If you don't know, you'll think I'm the fucking most wacko dude out there. He wouldn't be listening by this point. Or maybe it would be for entertainment. But it is an interesting world out there, man. It's cutthroat. It's cutthroat. Over 30,000 kids die every day from starvation, age under five. So that me thinking that people out there are going to save you or whatever, like, go out there and save the world, basically. You know, do what you want to do in life, be the change you want to see. And basically, to find your job that you want to do, it's basically, you know, ask yourself, what can I do that helps the environment? And that's your job, okay? People are going to be, oh, what can I do to make $1 million this year? Why do I want to make $1 million? Oh, because I want to show everyone at school that I'm a fucking high roller, motherfucker. I'm not a brokey. Yeah, great, bro. You're gonna be a fucking depressed rich dude, okay? You're going to be another depressed rich dude. You think Andrew Tate is really happy? Well, the dude is constantly fucking high, man. He'll be smashing coke. If he's not smashing coke, he's fucking smashing like 10, 15 cups of coffee a day, which is basically like low-level coke. And he's on his nicotine. He's a drug addict, all right? Socially approved drugs he's public about. But who knows what the fuck he's doing? Like, the dude lies about his steroid usage. You know, so if he's doing coke, he's going to lie about that too. You know, because the mainstream agenda doesn't promote steroids. They don't promote coke, you know? So it's just, even though fucking so many judges and barristers and cops do coke and steroids and shit. But anyway, that's another topic. So yeah, bit of a ramble on there, but you don't have time to fuck around and distract yourself with like cartoons. Like, I love cartoons, man. I love fucking comedy shit. And I just, you know, I guess Simpsons. The Simpsons you can watch, okay? But everyone else, man, like, nah, man. Like, The Simpsons has some really strong anti-social narrative stuff on there, if you know, you know. So Simpsons is good to watch. Everything else just fucking rots your brain, distracts you in terms of, you know, comedy, entertainment stuff. You know, but there's a few good comedians out there. What's his, Bill, what's his name, that comedian, Bill, fuck, he was good. You know, he died of fucking smoking, the dumb fucker. You know, but you know what I'm saying? You don't have time, life's short. Don't live for material bullshit. Don't want to make millions because you want to, you know, oppress people who don't fucking really matter, or oppress your parents who matter to you, but their goals are just pointless and consumerist, empty bullshit. Doesn't make them bad people. It just means that you're going to waste your life to have an expensive house in Vaucluse or New York to impress your parents when you had to sacrifice so much of quality of life to get these material things or this postcode. Is it really worth it? I'm going to tell you right now, before you even think about doing it, it's not going to be worth it, all right? Because think of all the depressed people out there with millions of dollars, man, all right? All the gorgeous-looking people in Hollywood, depressed out of their fucking head, man. Okay, they got the money, the fame, aesthetics, and they're depressed out of their fucking head. You think Justin Bieber's happy? That dude's got insane amount of clout. Look at him, man. The dude looks depressed as fuck. I feel sad for JB, you know? Justin Bieber and the crew. Pick any big name. Taylor Swift. You think she's really happy? Nah. Fuck no, man. Like, it's just, if you know, you know. But, you know, it's, a lot of people out there think, nah, it's bullshit. JB looks happy. Like, look at JB before he was famous. Look at him on YouTube. And look at him now. Of course, he looks older and more mature. But just look at the happiness factor in the eyes. All right? When you're looking at someone and their life quality, look at their happiness factor in their eyes. Do they still look like, yeah, man, things are going great? Or they just feel like, fuck, man, this is a shit show right here. You know? Or do they feel satisfied? Do they look satisfied in their eyes? Ask yourself questions. Ask better questions. Have a better quality of life. So to recap, find mentors. You know, don't listen to people who can talk really fancy and use big fucking fancy words like Andrew Huberman and shit, but they look tight as fuck, right? Find people out there. I mean, Gary Vee looks tight as fuck, but he has some great advice, you know, and certain things. But when it comes to your health, don't listen to people who look tight as fuck or can't fucking sprint down the road to save a life, you know? Don't listen to those people when it comes to health. Listen to people who've got the results you desire. But again, that can be confusing today because there's so many sociopathic fake natties out there just bullshitting you, you know? Telling you good things about your bad habits so they take your money and laugh behind your back. But as you get older, not older, as you get more experienced, you become easier to spot people out there who are just being nice to you to take advantage of you, all right? To take advantage of your naiveness for their benefit, and you lose, okay? If someone's taking advantage of you for their win, but you win too, then that's cool, you know what I mean? That's cool. Be like a stray cat. Like if you tame up a feral kitten because you want a little kitty cat, and you're nice to it, you manipulate the cat, so it trusts you. Well, the cat wins because it gets a little home, and you win because you get this cat affection that you wanted. All right, so it's win-win. So there's manipulation like that. But if you're trying to catch the cat to eat it or whatever, then yeah, the cat doesn't win. You win. Or if you want, if you're gonna eat a cat, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, be careful who you trust with your life direction. All right, if they're driving bling cars and bling watches and stuff, chances are they just care more about money than they care more about your life quality, your life quality. So avoid those people. And getting fit takes years, man. Getting cardio fit takes fucking like so long, years and years and years. Okay, so don't fuck around. 10 years at least, man. And when I tell people that, I'll lose people. But that's the truth. You think about anyone with fucking full respectful cardio. Like if I think of the runners out there today that could flog me in a 5K or a marathon, they've all been training for like, close to 15 years, okay? Or the 18-year-old kids, maybe 10 years. They started running when they were like 8, competitive running when they were 8. So at least 10 to 15 years, okay? So, they're like, think how many years Lance Armstrong trained with drugs, before he won his first Tour de France, 1999, Think about it. There you go. Even with drugs, it took Lance Armstrong, like 15, 20 years. Okay. So, understanding that when I hear Gary Vee says you got time, I'm like, bro, no. That's where Gary Vee's wrong. Everything else he's pretty much right on, but that he's wrong. So just, that's what I mean, man, is take advice from the people who care about your life direction. And I'll put my hand up and say that's me. Because I get a buzz out of helping people make the right choices in life. Because people help me, so I've got to pay it forward. Otherwise, if you don't pay it forward in life, you can develop what's called imposter syndrome, where you feel you don't really deserve the position you're in. That you've sort of just stolen this position, and you're not really paying it forward, you're just paying yourself. And that's why a lot of people out there who are successful on YouTube, whatever, they're quite depressed. Because they're like, fuck, maybe I got help from Duren Ryder, but there's no way I'd talk to him now because I wouldn't want any controversy or whatever. And they get this feeling of imposter syndrome, and that's a bad way to go. That's fucking imposter syndrome. Look it up. Imposter syndrome is very common. I never feel imposter syndrome because I'm always quick to say, hey, this person helped me out. I never forget who helped me. Even if those people might be unpopular or whatever, I'm like, this person helped me out. I'm gonna only speak positive about them. You might not like them, but they've been good to me, so I'm just gonna share my positive experiences with them. I'm not gonna stay silent and go, well. Nah, I'll put my hand up from the back and say, I disagree with you. I've had a good experience. And that way I don't feel that imposter syndrome. See, I'm lazy like that. I don't want to feel extra burden of emotions or whatever. I want to have emotional freedom like that. When it comes to health and fitness advice and bike advice, I don't want to be like selling out and telling people bullshit to make me self-popular. Like, that's a lot of negative emotions you're going to feel doing that. I'm lazy. I want to feel good all the time. And that by being honest about health, fitness, and bike running advice and YouTube advice and lifestyle advice, that makes my life a lot easier. That's why I enjoy seeing my fans on the road and out and about, because I'm not hiding from anyone. I'm not hiding from some bullshit I told someone that ripped them off or whatever. I'm happy to answer any questions in public or on a debate or any podcast or whatever. So that, for me, gives me a lot of freedom. So live a life like that, and if you just want to have a real high quality life, man, and having gratitude, because you never know how long you got on the planet, man. Like, seriously, today could be your last day, and you're going to spend that being spiteful or talking shit about people for fucking what reason, because you don't like, just fuck that, man. Just because that ego got hurt or whatever, it's like, fuck that. Anyway, that's the vid. Appreciate listening, and we'll see you next one. You don't have time. Today, now, start. Get going. You got it.